When the state opening of Parliament showed monarchy at its most splendid, the Queen dressed in her white gown with a scarlet velvet train that took four page boys to control, and wearing that stunning imperial state crown, she led the procession. A fabulous image of monarchy beautifully presented to us on our television screens. And all that is in stark contrast to the monarch in today's gospel. A pitiable figure of a man tied up, his face red with the blows he had received before the high priest. The Queen's entourage on Wednesday were all wearing splendid costumes, and the ladies wearing tiaras, a record number, apparently 43 in all. The entourage that Jesus' companions were dressed in was the rough clothes of a mob out to spill blood, and carrying swords and clubs with which they had threatened him when they set upon him in the garden. Shortly after the conversation with Pilate that we've just listened to, this king would be set before the screaming mob, clamouring for his blood. He would be also dressed in scarlet, but in mocking scarlet, and on his head a tiara made of thorn branches. "Are you the king of the Jews?" Pilate asked this pathetic looking man. And the tied up man gives his testimony. And his testimony, like all the grim pageantry in which he is involved on that night, turns our idea of monarchy upside down, as I said. Upside down in the sense that Jesus was speaking a truth that was the opposite of what the world valued. A world that valued power and force and submission to its values. For force in Jesus' speech, read love. For power, read peace. And read for injustice, justice. For lies, truth. For us here celebrating this feast, the same values are put before us by Jesus. Love instead of force. Peace instead of friction. Care for the world's poor instead of chasing after power and riches. Simple truths on which his kingdom is built. And we live in two worlds. We live in the world where the powerless go to the wall, as we're seeing during this recession, and the powerful and the rich thrive. But we live too in a world in which we are reminded every time we gather in Jesus' name, a world where we are asked to care especially for those who have ended up with their faces against the wall. And this is a different country. And it's not easy to belong to the two worlds, the two countries, to make an adjustment every time we come before the Lord. We know that the new country looks very different. We've heard a lot about it ever since our first catechism classes. I can still remember Sister Benedict at my junior school collecting pennies for the black babies in Africa. She wouldn't dare do it now. But she was telling us in a very simple way what this new country, this new kingdom is about. And the country that Jesus invites us to enter with him is a country where compassion rules, where the powerless are attended to, where the lowly are exalted, where the powerful do not hold rule. And we keep crossing and recrossing the border between these two countries. But whenever we care for the people whose faces are to the wall, whenever we live the life of compassion and live the life of serving others, we are firmly in the kingdom and the country of the man who proclaimed before Pilate that his kingdom was not of this world, and who gave his life for truth and justice and compassion and love. So let us keep before our minds this week these shining values: love, peace, truth, and above all, compassion. And if we can risk taking a few more steps into that country, trusting in the one who is at our side, we will find that each time we enter it, we will feel more at home, more comfortable, and be able to stay longer.